In fact, when the Camp LeBeau was originally started by HMC Club. Now, the HMC Club had no projects and did no work. But one day, the group decided that they wanted to take a bunch of kids up to camp for the summer, for a week. And so they appointed a committee. 41.
Okay.
Before that, even. That was before the war, and the war broke out in 41. But it had to be late 30s. So we listed for a week, and we took a bunch of kids up, and it was very successful.
Boys and girls?
Yes.
Okay.
We took about 80 kids up each.
80 Jewish kids?
Yeah. And it worked out very well. I think our first camp director was Jack Kempner, the first year. The second year, I acted as camp director. And the third year, it was Al Gottlieb. We had it for 3 years. And after the third year, at one of our meetings, it was so successful that we decided, the club decided, that they would like to sponsor a camp, Jewish camp. Because the problem, of course, was when we would go up to the YMCA camp, we didn't have a big organization, so we'd hire their staff to handle it.
Oh, really?
And they would want to have, you know, Sunday services and all that, which we wouldn't have. But we felt that it would be nice to have a camp with some Yiddishkeit. So a committee composed of Ben and Joe Gross and Nat Silverman, Ted Posel, and myself were appointed to find a camp, and we made quite a few trips around the state to find the right place, until we found the place in Prescott where Camp LeBeau is now.